Tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary of Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater's famous CBS broadcast, War of the Worlds. The nearly 60-minute episode was so realistic that over a million Americans actually believed that New Jersey was under an alien invasion by Martians. We now interrupt this broadcast to bring you Mr. R.H. Green, producer of the documentary War of the Welles. Welcome to the program, Mr. Green.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
What is it about War of the Worlds that has made such a lasting impression in American culture? You know, it's been 75 years and we're still talking about it. We still have a tradition of bringing it up every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, the broadcast itself is a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It still has an amazing, febrile, tactile immediacy when you listen to it. It's still capable of frightening a listener in a way that almost nothing from the entire wonderful golden era of radio can. And for that reason, it's really, in some ways, the last man standing. It's really almost the only golden age radio broadcast that people remain aware of.
A modern day example comes to mind, and I'm thinking of The Onion, which, you know, I must confess, on occasion, I've mistakenly believed as true. But do you think a War of the Worlds could ever be replicated to the same degree as it had in 1938?
You know, it is interesting to talk about The Onion, and in particular to talk about the internet. How many celebrities have died and been resurrected thanks to somebody's Twitter feed?
Exactly.
So we can feel very superior to these, oh, so naive people back in the 30s. Well, they were some of the most sophisticated people that ever lived, but they were living through a moment like ours, where the way that we get information had changed so greatly, so quickly, that people were wrong-footed by it a little bit. We now live in an era very different from that era in terms of the sophisticated ways that media is manipulated. We're constantly being fooled now, and most of the people who are trying to fool us are not giving us a good time, like Orson did, and they're not pulling the mask off at the end to make sure we know that they're only fooling.
Do you think the events that unfolded following the infamous broadcast, do you think that tarnished the reputation or credibility of radio in any way?
Well, radio was certainly afraid that it did. Remember that radio back then, like television, broadcast television now, serves at the behest of the American people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We own the airwaves. We can do something about it, and that frightens the hell out of it. But I think there was a counter move pretty quickly when people recognized just how brilliant that radio show had been at exposing a very important social problem, which is the gullibility of people when it comes to accepting without question. There was a quick counter-reaction that was basically, you know, one where people said, well, I wouldn't have fallen for that, and it's great that Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater showed us that this problem exists.
Well, we've been speaking with R.H. Green about his documentary, War of the Welles. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's absolutely been my delight. And viva Orson.
This Thursday, KPCC Radio will be holding a listening party at the Crawford Family Forum. Attendees will sit in a darkened room and listen to the War of the Worlds broadcast as it was 75 years ago. I asked KPCC's host of Off-Ramp, John Raby, about a new version of the piece.
Basically, it's a thrift store find, almost, a modern thrift store find. There is a man named Randy Riddle who lives in North Carolina, and he is an old radio expert, an old radio program expert, and he saw advertised on eBay this set of 78 discs, 78 RPM records, that were a copy of The War of the Worlds, and he bought them for a couple $100, and it turns out that they are a very pristine air check of The War of the Worlds that even includes some things that are not in the most widely circulated recordings of The War of the Worlds. And he's doing us a big favor by letting our audience hear them.